Well, hello guys. Hey, the game's still downloading. Some people are saying, what game? Forza 4. Now, here's a femme in the thumbnail. She looks quite normal, doesn't she? And I hear you guys saying, yeah! Now, come on guys, what have I told you? Never trust a femme. We've all seen and been with femmes that get unstable a lot of times. Anyway, this femme had a relationship with a man, on an on-off relationship sort of thing. And apparently they both like to sort of fantasize in sex. But one night this man kind of tried to have sex with her, but couldn't finish. And then I guess he went off to do some errands and then sort of came back later. They didn't actually live together. I guess they just kind of hooked up for, you know, sex. But anyway, he got into bed and she tried to arouse him, but he told her not to bother. And then kind of went to sleep. So the femme went to the kitchen and got a knife and some bleach. I guess it was completely pitch black in the bedroom. So she stabbed him what she thought was in the crutch area, you know what she was after, and then just poured bleach on his face. Now, of course, the man completely woke up straight away, didn't know what the hell was happening. He felt something kind of warm trickling down his legs, and he felt all this burning liquid in his eyes and everything. Anyway, he finally got to run outside and was kind of rescued by some people around and taken to hospital, where he was treated, and she'd actually missed his naughty thing, and unfortunately he didn't suffer damage to the eyes. Then the femme was arrested, of course, and she was disappointed that she missed his naughty thing. Notice how the femme always waits till the man's back's turned or they're asleep. Who are you sleeping with tonight? Anyway, the judge, who was a femme too, funny that, gave her 7 years. Oh, and by the way, her defense was she was sexually abused and just acted in self-defense. The old story, you know. Although she's the perpetrator and caused everything, she is still the victim. Fortunately, the judge didn't believe her. I'll put a link to the news item down below. This was close to where I live. Apparently this femme has a mental disorder, no kidding, that cannot be treated. Well, we all know that. But in reality, how many of the 7 years will she actually really do? And the judge admitted that she was a liar and she was manipulative. For Christ, that's mostly every femme. This is just a wake-up call out there, guys. Watch your back. I mean, look at her. She looks so goddamn innocent. Of course, this could easily have turned a different way. She could have hit her mark. And he could have been blinded by the bleach. I'd wonder what sentence she'd get then. Come on, guys. What sentence would you give this femme if you were a judge? Let me know. I've got my ears on. Peroni's still going. Take it easy.